I mean, it's a beautiful part of country. Anyone who knows Gadigal country knows that it's a really, really special place. And even despite all the concrete and all the buildings, there's something really still magical about this place. And we've been really lucky to work with Uncle Chika Madden and Uncle Alan Madden, who have kind of enabled this whole project to happen on their country. So it's a beautiful part of the world. And even though we've been lucky enough to make this artwork here, it's a real privilege to be here.
The artwork is made up of 15,000 gypsum shields. Can you tell us a little bit about the conception of the artwork and how you came to think of the idea?
The project is really looking at this building called the Garden Palace, which was Sydney's first cultural centre. And within the building were thousands and thousands of Aboriginal objects collected from what was then the frontier, so from the 1880s. And there's a lot of material from New South Wales, Victoria, Tasmania, and all that material was lost because the entire Garden Palace and its contents were destroyed. And so what we've tried to look at is how we can use our culture today and our language and our memories to reawaken that knowledge, to remember those lost objects, to remember the ancestral remains that were burnt in the fire. And so we produced over 15,000 shields made out of gypsum, and those shields really mark out the entire footprint of the building, almost like rubble sitting on the landscape.
I can just imagine the dramatic sight it must have been when the building was burning down back then, and I wonder if the traditional owners knew that their artifacts were even there, and if they found out that they had been lost at the time?
Yeah, there's a real, and that's been one of the biggest issues for the project and for me, is that I found out about this story and I remember the real sort of trauma I felt that day, that I found out that there was a huge amount of cultural material from our countries collected here, and that it was destroyed. I'll never forget that day and the sort of distress I felt. And this project is really trying to make sure that the next generation who find out about this destruction understand the loss, but also understand that it's not the end of the story, that in fact, we can see fire as a process of renewal. We can see fire as a process of building resilience within our communities and making us stronger. And that's really the kind of message that I want community to walk away with, that we have, and people like Uncle Stan, who I've been lucky enough to work with, has said repeatedly, blackfellas, we've been through the bushfire, we've been through fires, but we keep coming back. We're like those forests that just keep regrowing. So the project itself really is only 17 days. So there's this notion of this ephemeral memory, this sort of performative process of us coming onto this site, remembering something and then it going away. And really what we're asking is that the public community remember this story, because this story, exists within the historical documents. But if we're not remembering it as a community and we're not talking about this loss and this destruction and sort of understanding how we've been colonised, and this story is part of that colonisation, then that history is lost. So it's really up to us to continue these stories and move them forward.
And you had a performance by Bangara down at this site. What was that like, and how important was it to have that performance there?
Yeah, it was a real blessing to work with Stephen Page and all those amazing dancers from Bangara. They're such extraordinary professionals. And we sat down and we had a yarn about the project, and we had a yarn about the history of the Garden Palace and what that destruction meant. And of course, these ideas are things that people like Stephen have been thinking about for a long time. But this really was an opportunity for them to respond on site, because we know that when the Garden Palace was constructed, that the community of La Perouse was officially being established and people were being pushed out of the city. And so this really offered an opportunity for Aboriginals to come, Aboriginal community to come back on country, for us to perform, us to cleanse the site and remedy some of that history of removal. And one of the most important parts of the performance, which, you know, really was important to all of us, was the smoking off the site. So we had a number of smoking ceremonies going right across the site to cleanse the site, cleanse that history. And out of that smoke came the dancers performing the story, carrying these shields that we made and placing them onto the landscape again. It was a really, really special moment and, you know, something that really kind of set the tone for the whole project.